You're listening to WAER News at WAER.org and NPR One. I'm Katie Zolkowski. The downtown farmers market kicked off its 46th season today in Clinton Square with beautiful food and live music. Downtown residents and lunch breakers enjoyed the music of Miss E and the Resonators while they perused the wares of dozens of local vendors and haggled and swapped recipes with farmers, bakers, and craftsmen. Market director Chuck McFadden says opening day couldn't come soon enough.
It's going really, really great. The weather couldn't be better. Folks are happy, happy to be here. We've had folks that live downtown that have been begging us to start earlier than we do start, but got to give the farmers some time to grow some products.
McFadden says as the interest in the farmers market has grown, the market has been able to take on more diverse and unique vendors. Downtown resident Gabrielle was excited to find and try new things.
I always kind of come with an open mind. We were looking for greens, but they don't really seem to have many fresh greens, loose greens. But I was excited by the strawberries. They're good. We bought some strawberries. So this za'atar place with these different kinds of flatbreads, I've never seen that before. So I'm going to get some of those before I go. I'm excited about that.
The flatbread vendor Gabrielle saw was Small Mountain Za'atar, run by Najud Makhlouf. Today was Makhlouf's very first time selling her homemade flatbreads, and she says she hopes to be able to add the Palestinian fare to the growing Syracuse food scene.
My featured bread is the za'atar bread, and then I have plain khubiz or pita, and I've also made my own handcrafted labneh, which is a yogurt spread.
The downtown farmers market will run every Tuesday morning throughout the summer, rain or shine. There will be live music every week, sponsored by the CNY Arts, as a part of the lunchtime live music series from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. For more on this and other local news stories, visit our website, WAER.org. For more on this and other local news stories, visit our website, WAER.org.